So I have two little stories. One is a ride story. So last week, the ride driver comes to my house, knocks on the door, and a gentleman comes to the door with a white beard and a bald head. And so the person was yelling upstairs, "Rose, hurry up! Rose, hurry up! He's gonna leave. You're gonna be late. I was like, "I'm not gonna be late. They have to wait at least 5 minutes." "Well, you don't have to make him wait 5 minutes. Hurry up. I was like, "No, just wait. He'll have to wait." So now I'm coming down the stairs. I get to the bottom of the stairs, and this person hands me a bottle of water, hands me an Ensure, and and an apple, okay? And tells me, "Go get ready, get out the door, you're gonna be late." I'm never late, joke. I'm always late, but anyway. So as I go down the stairs, a gentleman comes up the stairs and he walks me to the van and gets me in the van and, you know, locks me down and the whole nine yards. So he goes, "Wow, that was a nice man to help you get down the stairs and get your lunch and, you know, send you on your way. Boy, your father isn't very nice." And I was like, "My father?" I said, "What do you mean my father?" I said, "That wasn't my father, that was my husband." And they were like, "What?" The guy said, "What? Your husband?" I said, "Yes, that was my husband. How old do you think I am?" And he goes, "Well, maybe 40 or 50. I was like, "Oh, that's so nice of you." Okay, and I say to him, "Thank you so much, but that's not my father. That was my husband." Okay, and that's the end of that story. And I thought it was kind of funny. He was very embarrassed, and he apologized all the way to my job. And I work about 3 miles away, and he just continues, "Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry." I was like, "Don't worry about it, you know?" But it just made me feel cute. Okay? Second story is about an incident, again, on the ride. So I took the ride from my church. I come outside of the church. Driver comes up. "Rosemary?" "Yes." "I'm here to pick you up." "All right. You're a little early." "Oh, that's okay. I'm early." I was like, "Okay, you're early." So I get on the van and I say, "Where are you taking me?" He goes, "Rosemary, you're supposed to go to 19 Myrtle Street." I said, "Where?" And so he looks down at his thing and he says, "Oh, wait a minute. Your name is Rosemary too." The other person on the ride was named Rosemary. And she had a dog. And he's like, "Rosemary, you don't have a dog, do you?" I said, "Did you see me come in here with a dog?" Okay. So he's like, "Oh, no. Let me look at my thing again." And he looks down on the paper and he sees that he was supposed to pick a person named Kim, okay, at the same location, but at a different time. And my time was actually later than what he picked me up, which was like 7:45, and he came at 7:35. So I just assumed that he was my ride because the phone did ring and say, "Get ready for your ride." So I just assumed that that's what it was. However, it wasn't my ride. And he had to go around the corner, come back to the location, let me out, okay? And I said to him, "Look, just take me to the train station, I'll take the train." Boom. And that was the end of that story, but that was ridiculous. Again, the ride.